Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Lee. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur moves to third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros has LaFleur trapped. There's the throw to Blackwell and back to DeJesu, who tags LaFleur for the out. Scott moves to third. Dawson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Scott scores. Dawson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The slide. Blackwell applies the tag. Dawson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. DeJesu reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DeJesu moves to third. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0. Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dawson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dawson. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Randall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Randall reaches second base with a double. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. DeJesus hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Expos, 2, Cubs, 2. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball four. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromartie settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball four. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-2 in the game. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. Martin reaches second base with a double. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Martin scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White pinch hits for Bill Lee. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp fires to first and picks off White. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Fred Norman now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Dawson moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Ontivero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-3 in the game. Vale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Vale reaches second base with a double. Jesus Figueroa pinch runs for Mike Vale. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ontiveros is walked intentionally. Steve Dillard pinch runs for Steve Ontiveros. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blackwell takes first base on ball 4. Figueroa moves to third. Dillard moves to second. Dave Kingman pinch hits for Dennis Lamp. Elias Sosa now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Figueroa scores. Dillard moves to third. Blackwell moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Dillard now playing third base. Jesus Figueroa now playing left field. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a line drive towards the mound. Tidrow reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spear hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to second. Tony Bernazard pinch runs for Chris Spear. Roland Office pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.